to the Nithyananda podcast. Life solutions on the go.
Today, the subject for the Nitya Satsang is perception and ability to go into the complete perception, higher perception, and non-tolerance towards incomplete perceptions. Listen. After the egg happens, if still the life continues to happen inside the egg, only then it becomes chicken. Same way, after your body happens, still if your life continues to happen in your body, only then your perception expands. The moment your perception stops expanding, life stops happening in you. That is why I tell you, every day contemplating authenticity, living authenticity is much more than vitamin supply for your body and mind. Please listen. The vitamin supply to your body, how much it is important, vitamin supply, protein supply, glucose supply and energy supply, how much it is important to your body. Supply of authenticity is much more important to it. How much important you knowing about your bad cholesterol and getting rid of it, that important you knowing your inauthenticities and getting rid of it. Listen. If you are in the ambience where people are not going to let you be in inauthenticity, people are going to force you to become authentic, I tell you, you are in heaven. You are in heaven. Always go to a place, be in a place where your inauthenticity will be exposed to you and you will be pushed to live in authenticity. It is unfortunate people choose the other way. You choose friends who will never expose your inauthenticity to you, who will never question you, who will not constantly supply you with the vitamin A, authenticity. The vital vitamin for vitality is vitamin A, authenticity. Adding authenticity to your thinking, adding authenticity to your thinking in every step, every step, every step, adding authenticity to your thinking in every step constantly expand, expand, expand. Go on expanding. Do not settle down with the lower perception. What you know about human beings, what you know about world, what you know about you, everything is imperfect perception. When you settle down with imperfect perception, I tell you, that's a horrible mistake of life. Horrible missing of life. How to become perfect perceiver is the next step. How to achieve that state of perfect perception is the next step. But please understand, the first decision, major decision you need to make is, I will not settle down with imperfect perception. Any conflict you have, powerlessness you have in your life, it is imperfect perception. Don't settle down with that. Allow life to happen in you. Please listen. Inside the egg, if the life is not happening, chicken won't come out. Inside your body, if authenticity is not happening, the completion, fulfillment, enlightenment won't come out. Inside the seed, if life is not happening, tree won't come out. Inside the seed, life has to happen, tree has to come out. Inside your body, authenticity has to happen, tree has to come out. Adding authenticity to your thinking in your every step. When you feel certain idea about somebody, don't sleep with it. Don't decide. That is ultimate. Next day, decide. I'll be authentic. Try to understand more. Because yesterday you fought with your daughter-in-law, mother-in-law. 1 year before you fought with your husband. Do not expect. That is going to be the same tomorrow also. Decide. Tomorrow, I'll expand my responsibility and possibility and bring new energy into life. Courage is the smell of authenticity. Cowardness is the smell of inauthenticity. Wherever you are in conflict, be very clear. You are in conflict. Even though you point others are inauthentic, when you are in conflict, suffering is going to be for you. It is so unfortunate. People constantly tell, no, I am in conflict, I am in suffering because of his inauthenticity, her inauthenticity, their inauthenticity. If the life is not happening, continue to happen in the seed. It is not seed, it is dead. If authenticity is not continuously happening in you, you are not possibility. You are dead. Constantly making authenticity happen in you, in your work, in your thinking, in your health, आपके जीवन में कोई भी संघर्ष तभी उत्पन्न होती है जब आप जीवन के उस पहलू में एक अधूरे अनुभूति के साथ रहते हैं। इसीलिए आपके हर अनुभूति के साथ श्रद्धा की स्थिति को लाइए। साहस श्रद्धा का प्रतीक है, कार्यार्थता, कायरता अश्रद्धा का प्रतीक है। जब आप अश्रद्धा में रहते हैं तब आप ही को पीड़ा उठानी पड़ेगी। जब भी आपकी अनुभूति का विकास बंद होता है आप में जीवन ही बंद हो जाता है। प्रतिदिन श्रद्धा पर मनन करना, श्रद्धा के साथ जीना, ये आपके शरीर और मन के लिए विटामिन से भी अधिक पौष्टिक है। कॉन्स्टेंटली एक्सपैंडिंग योर थिंकिंग, constantly expanding your perception. Neither dvaita nor visishta dvaita or advaita is wrong. All three are right at different levels. It is nothing but ripening of authenticity. Different levels of authenticity. If your authenticity has not evolved, even if you believe in Advaita, it is inauthentic. Everything has to be based on your authenticity. Experience of life. I have seen some people constantly experience conflict. Wherever they go, they will find some reason to be in conflict. And they will try to correct that situation. I also see sometimes people coming. They try to come and advise me. Or advise the Sangha how it should run. Advise me how I should behave, how I am inauthentic or how I am supposed to become authentic. I could neither laugh nor answer to them. I just leave it. All right. I take the responsibility and wait for you to evolve to the authenticity. They have their own expectation, imagination. Push that on me. And these fellows, wherever they go, they will be creating conflicts. In their work, in their family, in their marriage, in their relationships, in their team, everywhere. Because lower level perception goes on making you believe others are responsible, they have to change. I tell you, decide, you will become authentic. You will have so much of inner space. You can put everyone in that and process them and make as you want. Your inner space is a huge processing unit. If you don't take responsibility, you will have only a small processing unit. Even you can't process you and transform. If you take responsibility, it will become a huge processing unit. Everyone can be put in that and processed and can come out as a transformed beings. If you take the responsibility and people are put in your processing unit and transformed and comes out, they will all be embodiment of you, extensions of you. That is what a mystery school is all about. Mystery school is nothing but the master's inner space with his vast responsibility. Whoever comes inside in whatever form, they are processed, transformed and released. Integrity, authenticity, responsibility, enriching. Is the huge possibility. Authenticity goes on expanding you. मैंने देखा है कि लगातार कई लोग संघर्ष में रहते हैं. संघर्ष उनमें इसीलिए जीवित है क्योंकि उनकी अनुभूति बहुत दुष्ट स्थिति में है. जब आपकी अनुभूति दुष्ट स्थिति में होती है, आपको हमेशा यही लगेगा कि अन्य लोग गलत है और उनको ही परिवर्तित होना है और केवल आप ही सही है. आपकी सोच, विचार एवं अनुभूति को लगातार विस्तारित कीजिए. आपकी सोच, विचार एवं अनुभूति को लगातार विस्तारित कीजिए. इफ यू आर अहेड ऑफ अ फैमिली, डोंट पुट द ब्लेम ऑफ एनी कॉन्फ्लिक्ट और सफरिंग ऑन देम. यू टेक द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी, देन यू विल सी इवन if you put the blame on them, it will only be transforming them, boiling them only to transform them. If you are head of a team, don't put the blame on them. The moment you put the blame on them, responsibility on them, you renounce the power also. When you take the responsibility, you don't renounce the power. Aapki soch, vichar aivam anubhuti ko lagatar vistarit kijiye, tabhi aap jivan ke kai anoke parimano ka anubhav kar sakte hai. Aapki soch, vichar aivam anubhuti ko lagatar vistarit kijiye, तभी आप जीवन के कई अनोखे परिमाणों का अनुभव कर सकते हैं. एवरी स्टेटमेंट यू मेक इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. अंडरस्टैंड एवरी वर्ड यू अटर टू युअर सेल्फ एंड टू अदर्स डिफाइन्स युअर सेल्फ टू यू एंड टू अदर्स. How you define you to others at least can be changed after a few days, but how you define to you is the most scary part in that, because to change that you have to struggle. That is why I wanted our Gurukul kids now itself define yourself to you as a Siddha, Mahapurusha, Incarnation, Sarvanya. When you define you, now itself define yourself as all-knowing, all-powerful. That is why I give that type of names to people. Tattva, Tattvananda, Tattva Bodhananda, Tripurananda. All the Gurukul kids should know the names I have given you is you. you should define yourself as that. If you are given the name of Tripura Ananda, then you are the Lord of Tripura, all the three universes. If you are given the name Tattva Jananda, then you are the Tattvas, you are the source from which all the spiritual principles are born. If you are given the name Tattva Bodhananda, then you are the source where the joy of the Tattva resides. Define yourself now itself properly, because the definition you give it to you is the most important thing. If your name is Satyamayananda, you should have the Vak Siddhi. You should be very clear, whatever I utter will become reality, so I will be careful in my words. And I will also utter the word only which I will become, I will make it into reality. I am going to create geniuses from my Gurukul. You will see very soon. We will be introducing. Here is a child who has not said even one lie in the life. For last 22 years he has not uttered a single lie. So any blessing he gives, it will become reality. Here is a child living the four tattvas from the birth. So he is there with all the ashtama siddhis. He can just like that awaken your kundalini. Here is a child remembers very clearly his past incarnation. So this is the way I wanted to present. The children. That is the reason this whole mystery school. Gurukul is mystery school. Understand. Don't settle down into that pattern of conflict and putting the blame on others. Take the responsibility to resolve your conflicts. Take responsibility to go into the next steps. Niche star ki anubhuti aapko ye anubhav deta hai ki anya logo mein parivartan honi chahiye ve hi sangharsh ka karan hai. श्रद्धा से जीने का निर्णय लीजिए. आपका अंतर आकाश एक विशाल यंत्र है. यदि आप उत्तरदायित्व उठाते हैं सभी लोगों को इसके भीतर डालकर उनका परिवर्तन कर सकते हैं और वे परिवर्तित मनुष्य के रूप में बाहर आ सकते हैं. यही रहस्यशाला है जहाँ गुरु के अंतर आकाश और विशाल उत्तरदायित्व के साथ सभी लोगों का सीधा परिवर्तन होता है. ध्यान से सुनिए. आप स्वयं के बारे में जो परिभाषा स्वयं को और अन्य लोगों को देते हैं वह आपके जीवन की अनुभूति में बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाता है. इसीलिए लगातार स्वयं की सर्वोच्च परिभाषा दीजिए. केवल उसे ही आप अपने जीवन में सर्वोच्च अनुभूति और वास्तविकता का अनुभव कर सकते हैं. लगातार स्वयं की सर्वोच्च परिभाषा दीजिए. केवल उसे ही आप अपने जीवन में सर्वोच्च अनुभूति और वास्तविकता का अनुभव कर सकते हैं. Defining yourself to yourself. Defining yourself to yourself should be done with life, authenticity. If the seed defines itself to itself, I am a seed, I cannot do anything. Over my life. Over. It's dead. if the seed decides to be authentic. Now today I'll just at least break my shell. Today I'll sprout one small leaf. Come on. After all, now I'm able to sprout one leaf. Let me make my second leaf. Life is happening. Tree is happening. Our banyan tree seed also would have had dilemma when it was breaking. When it decided to break and became a tree, it is standing as Kalpa Vriksha. I tell you, each one of you go through that moment, egg or chicken. I am not talking about the question whether egg is first or chicken is first. No. I am talking whether you want to be remain as egg or going to become chicken. Unfortunately, you can never remain as egg. There is no status quo in life. In life, there is no status quo. लगातार स्वयं की सर्वोच्च परिभाषा दीजिए, केवल उसे ही आप अपने जीवन में सर्वोच्च अनुभूति और वास्तविकता का अनुभव कर सकते हैं। श्रद्धा के साथ स्वयं की परिभाषा को अपनी आपको दीजिए। स्वयं की परिभाषा स्वयं को देना जीवन ऊर्जा का साथ करनी चाहिए। अगर बीच स्वयं की परिभाषा कमजोरी के साथ देता है तो वह निर्जीवन रह जाता है। अगर वही बीच स्वयं की परिभाषा मजबूती के साथ देता है तब वह जीवन के साथ विकसित होता है। अगर वही बीज स्वयं की परिभाषा मजबूती के साथ देता है तब वह जीवन के साथ विकसित होता है। इसीलिए हमेशा स्वयं की परिभाषा स्वयं को जीवन ऊर्जा के साथ दीजिए। डू नॉट Do not settle down with the low-level perceptions. Do not settle down with the low-level perceptions. Live with highest possibility. Go on expanding your possibilities. The day you decide you are not going to settle down with your lower level perceptions, your life starts expanding. You become seeker. The day you decide you will settle down with the lower level perceptions, you are dead. You are dead. Lagatar sarvoch sambhavana ke saath jeete jaiye. Apni sambhavanao ka lagatar vikas karte jaiye. Niche star ki anubhuti ke saath na rahiye. लगातार सर्वोच्च संभावना के साथ जीते जाइए। अपनी संभावनाओं का लगातार विकास करते जाइए। तुझ अनुभूति के साथ अपना जीवन ना जिया जिया। लगातार आपके संभावना को विस्तारित करते जाइए। जिस दिन आप यह निर्णय लेंगे कि आप तुच्छ अनुभूति के साथ जीवन जिएंगे, आप मृत्यु को पा लेंगे और जिस दिन आप यह निर्णय लेंगे कि आप सर्वोच्च अनुभूति के साथ जिएंगे, आप अधिक और अधिक जीवन को प्राप्त करेंगे. Go on making impossibilities into possibilities. What is life? Making continuously impossibilities into possibility is life. When you decide impossibility is impossibility in your life, you are dead, over. After that, where is life? Life is a life is a life as long as you are making all impossible into I am possible. See clearly, all impossible into I am possible. Jeevan kya hai? असंभव को संभव में परिवर्तित करना ही जीवन है. जिस दिन आप यह निर्णय लेंगे कि आप सर्वोच्च अनुभूति के साथ जिएंगे, आप अधिक और अधिक जीवन को प्राप्त करेंगे. दिस इज द एसेंस ऑफ व्हाट आई वांट टू कन्वे टुडे, टुडे सत्संग. डू नॉट सेटल डाउन with small perceptions, lower level perceptions. Go on, be authentic, 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 and expand the possibility of your perception. Expand the possibility of your perception. That is life. Listen. Constant practice of authenticity brings you to the space that everything is possible, the space of possibility. Constantly practicing integrity brings you to the space of positivity. Constantly practicing the space of responsibility brings you to the space of leadership. Constantly bringing the space of enriching into yourself brings you the space of enlightenment. Shraddha ka lagatar abhyas aapko aapke antar aakash ko netritva dilata hai. Shraddha ka lagatar abhyas aapko aapke अंतर आकाश को नेतृत्व दिलाता है. दिस इज द एसेंस ऑफ व्हाट आई वांटेड टू शेयर टुडे विथ यू ऑल. आज की सत्संग का सारांश है, नीचे स्तर के अनुभूति के साथ अपना जीवन बसने ना दीजिए. लगातार स्वयं को श्रद्धा की स्थिति में लाइए और सर्वोच्च अनुभूति का अनुभव कीजिए. तभी जीवन की असीम एवं अनंत धारा आप में बहेंगे लगेगी, बहने लगेगी. लिसन. Constantly expanding your possibility. I tell you, your mind makes you believe you can't expand. If your memory can work today to hold 200 information, you don't believe tomorrow you can hold 300 information. I still believe my memory can expand. I still believe my perception can expand. I still believe my energy can expand. I still believe my intuition can expand. I still believe everything auspicious can expand in my life. I tell you the truth. When you stop believing the expansion is possible, when you always refer the past, old reference, for any future decision or life, you are dead. You are dead and gone.
You've been listening to the Nithyananda podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for more life solutions on the go. If you have any questions or comments, please write us at radio@nithyananda.org. If you're interested in the Ultimate Kundalini Awakening Meditation Retreat, please log on to www.innerawakening.org or call 1-800-265-3386. Nityanandam.